Cincinnati Art Museum remains closed, but the Art Climb is open, and it's an exciting project that snakes from up from Gilbert Avenue to the museum's main entrance. Jill Dunn, the museum's director of marketing and communication, is virtually with me. Hey, Jill, welcome back.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Hope you're staying safe.
Thanks.
Well, tell us about the Art Climb.
Well, Cincinnati Art Museum's Art Climb, we like to say it's not just steps, it's going to be an art experience. This project opened in early May, and although we are closed to the public, we can still find ways to connect with the public and our communities and encourage people to go ahead and use the steps now while using social distancing. And you can actually get a lot of great exercise, and eventually we're going to have art you can enjoy along the way.
Well, I've seen images that you've sent me, and they're really spectacular because it really does look like a serpent making its way up from the corner of Gilbert Avenue and Eden Park Drive. How many steps are there? Because it looks like a lot, but it's actually, what, 150, something like that?
There are 164 steps. We have 9 stories high, it's 16 landings, and 4 art plazas. And again, we're going to be adding art, and we're also going to be adding trails to really activate the grounds of the museum. So this is the first phase of many that are going to really bring the outside of the museum alive.
And the steps are of varying widths too, which gives it an interesting pyramidal kind of feel to it.
It's very unique. I think we knew that anything that's connected to the art museum, we want it to have an artistic flair. We want it to be fun. We want it to be unique. And I think they did just that. We worked with some great partners, including Human Nature and Immersion Design, to really create stairs that would reflect well on the museum itself and our community. And that's the whole purpose, is to open us up to the community, especially Walnut Hills, making it easier than ever for people to get to the museum.
I did notice, too, that there are a lot of benches on the landings, but it's also, of course, intended for the art that will eventually be there. Would you tell us a little more about your involvement with the neighborhoods?
Sure. So we know that Mount Adams and Walnut Hills are two of our closest neighbors. We're really considered within Eden Park and considered part of Walnut Hills. And we wanted to really remove any barriers to the experience of visiting the museum. And this staircase, like many grand staircases for museums around the world, is going to be our way for people to visit us without as many barriers, making it easier, giving people a new and different way to look at the museum and access the museum. So we're really excited that it's going to be easier than ever for people in Walnut Hills to just walk on up to the museum. And anytime we can remove any barriers, we're really excited about that. You know, we know people who take a Metro bus can now, they can take it at the Gilbert Avenue and Eden Park Drive stop and easily walk up to the museum. So it makes it a little easier to visit and hopefully a little more fun as well.
And what kind of art do you anticipate having in those landings and then again at the top? I know that there's an exhibition area that's marked out for when people reach the top.
Yeah, so we're still working with different artists to try to get some great outdoor works. Sculptures are going to be added. We're actually talking with Pyramid Hill and possibly going to be borrowing some of their artwork for the first phase. But some art may be temporary, some art may be permanent, and we are doing our best to get a great mix. We're definitely looking at a wide, diverse range of artists and hoping that we can create some excitement with some really unique works. And the first set should be installed throughout the summer. And I think people are going to need to keep coming back to see the art as we add it and experience it for themselves.
Well, the Art Climb has only been open for a couple of weeks, but it's already a popular destination for walkers.
Absolutely. You know, in our first 4 days, we had 5,000 people go up the steps and get a really good workout. And we're so excited that people are really posting photos on social media, enjoying their time. It's great to see people with their pets. They have their dogs with them when they're going up the stairs. And that's really fun and special, especially during this time when we are closed to the public. It's a great way for people to still feel connected to us. And we're excited to have that opportunity.
I did notice in the pictures that there are plantings, that there is landscaping, and it's obviously too soon to see how that will look in full. But what are some of the plans that you have for landscaping? And you mentioned trails.
Yes, this again is the first phase of a bigger project to really activate our grounds. The trails and the pathways are going to really snake across the whole museum grounds. And they will allow for some additional access for anyone with any accessibility challenges. But what we're really excited about is that this first phase has some great plantings. We're actually working with the Playhouse in the Park as well, and together trying to create a unified and really just a nice and serene setting. We actually removed the invasive honeysuckle from the area so that our more appropriate plants can be experienced as they go up the steps.
So this is the first phase of this wonderful new installation for the Art Museum, and we look forward to its expansion and getting up there ourselves. I mean, I can't wait to climb it.
Yeah, you have to try it for yourself. It is definitely a good workout, but it's definitely worth it.
Thank you so much, Jill. My guest has been Jill Dunn from the Cincinnati Art Museum. You can find out more about Art Climb by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.